Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Kathy, for your sharing. I'm wondering if you can hear me okay. My computer is finishing up optimizing. It's at 91%. Okay, good. Because I'm like, come on, computer, finish before it's before it's time to talk. So, well, I'm glad you, that that's not interfering. And I want to. Sorry, it's a little distracting, and now it's at 98%. Okay, it's done. So let me turn that thing off. Ooh, what it's doing now. Sorry, it says my something's going on with my memory. It's at like 100%. But if you guys can hear me, I'm sorry for all the blah 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 blah. So let me. Actually, I have a song. I will play it. If there's an issue, let me know. Thank you, Cheryl, for offering. I have one queued up. Yeah, I will start with this song. Here we go.
I'm on my way, I know who I am, somewhere not so far from here. All I know is all I feel right now, I feel the power of the wind in my hair. Sitting on my own now, by myself, everybody tells me I don't need to touch your face tonight. I don't need to use my eyes. I keep on wondering if my sleep is long, but I always wake up the same song.
Personal computer, but I got it from YouTube, so that's one way to end that song, I guess. So let me get rid of Chrome here, so I got all my power. I see Jamie enjoyed the song. Kathy asked if she likes cats. Notice the play on words, given that was Cat Stevens. she likes to eat cats, right, Regina? Okay. So let me start with a prayer and a dedication to dedicate myself in this time to truth, to the pursuit of truth, to the awareness of truth, to the presence of truth. I would ask that I hear what I need to hear. I would ask that we all hear what we need to hear, and that I be as clear a conduit for truth as is possible. Amen. So I feel a little emotional today. It's funny. The inconsistency of the emotions of the characters' emotions. Nobody's sick and in the hospital. There's nothing dire going on. but I feel unsettled. The thinking mind's been running pretty rampant today. I wrote some emails regarding, I'm still going through that whole short sale thing on my house back in Kentucky. I sent some emails yesterday, and so when I got up first thing this morning, I wanted to know, what the response was on these emails, and I didn't get the answer that I wanted. And that seemed to be unsettling. At the very least going through the motions and going, okay, what do I do with this? And so how do I respond to this email? And the Shoot, sorry, I'm just having a real hard time getting started here. And that's about how it's been. It's been a very, very busy mind. It's funny because I don't know if you guys subscribe to the Muji feed, but I do. And a questioner asked Muji a question this morning, and there was a 13-minute video on it. Well, didn't ask it this morning. I got the recording this morning. And it was about, how do I make decisions? I just don't, I try and look for guidance and I just don't, can't do it and can't make a decision. And Muji talked about, just really using the stillness as a base. He says if you're trying to make decisions, you're trying to push life around instead of just waiting to see what will be brought to you. He's like it's like sitting in the airplane and pulling your parachute. It's premature. And that's why decisions seem difficult. And that's the decision, that's the difference between deciding things with the thinking mind and just participating in the flow of what is. That's my overview of that Muji video. And it was it's obviously excellent advice. You deal with things as they arise. But I'm going, has it arisen yet? Is it time to deal with it yet? Do I have an answer for this yet? So I'm still yanking on my parachute, sitting in the airplane. And again, I mean, there's just nothing urgent, nothing that can't wait. So that was the guidance that I got, just by asking. That's the guidance that I got from Muji. So, yeah, and then Tom called and wanted me to do some kind of legal document and I'm like, oh, can I do that? Am I registered? Does it matter that I'm not licensed to practice in Indiana, which is where the closing on the condo is going to take place? Blah, 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 blah. So I've been very busy with all of this in my mind. Muji also pointed out in his video that so then when you try to get quiet, your neighbors are going to come storming into your living room and start arguing, or he's like, it's like going on a diet and somebody bakes you a cake when they've never baked you anything before, and that's the way it seemed this morning. So I was gonna meditate, I was gonna get quiet. Tom called with this legal stuff. I'm like, oh, do I know how to do that? Can I look it up online? Blah blah blah. Am I even allowed to do that? I get that through that. Like, and these are like mini crises, right? Just tiny little things, but it's like it's an unsettled feeling in my heart, in my chest, right? It's just like So I get through that mini crisis. I look it up, see that there's stuff that I could use online if I'm gonna do it, and then I'm able to go, okay, well, I'll look at this later. So I sit back down and meditate, and then I got a phone call or a text, I got a couple of visitors, just for like 20 minutes or so. But so do I meditate now? Do I meditate later? Should I be doing this other, washing the dishes, making the bed, doing the other stuff that I need to do? And anyway, so it's funny. So it's like, silence, where are you? It's kind of like that old Calgon commercial, right? Where she's like, oh, Calgon, take me away, right? And so I'm looking for a bathtub with full of bubble bath would be ideal, but it's I'm not getting. I'm getting the dish load of the sink load of dishes, as opposed to the bubble bath. And I think that that's what. Although I don't have it in front of me right this second, I think that that's what the tip was. Geez, see, it feels so long ago, and it's just been a few hours. But I think that was what the tip was today, if I'm not mistaken. It could have been it could have been yesterday's, but about the silence remaining. Silence is always there, and it's like Regina talked about last night in gentle healing that the truth of what we are being like the ocean. And the still depths of that ocean and everything else, all this silly stuff, just being a temporary appearance and remembering that regardless of all the turbulence that seems to be occurring on the surface of the ocean, the still depth remains beneath. So, and Cheryl says, Cheryl's quoting the Thoughts of Awakening, first step of surrender is be calm in the midst of turmoil. Yeah, so interestingly for me, I don't know how interesting it is for you guys, but and there's been a lot. Let me try and get out a full sentence. I heard Anne's program this morning, and she was reading from her journaling with inner wisdom, and her journaling with inner wisdom is telling her the same thing that I am hearing, which is, it's really, really, really time to surrender. I got that message very clearly last week and began to listen again to to inner Ramana, about surrender. And it's funny because, man, I was on it that day. I am that I am. say the mantra as often as you remember and close your eyes and be with it. That was great for that day. And then this morning I went, oh yeah, it's been a week. Oh yeah, in a Ramada, I am that I am. So, we do what we remember to do. We do what comes to us to do, and we let the rest of it go. I mean, there can't be any other choice because, gosh, as I was reading in Philippians last night, Philippians chapter 2 says, keep your purpose clear in mind. If you notice judgment or guilt because of the evidence you find while you're watching the character, know you have lost the perspective of learning. So, as we know, going, oh man, I should do better at surrender. Therefore, I'm a bad student, or therefore I'm, anything that I want to draw from that is just more, is just churning up the top of that ocean, right? It's just not helpful. So, it is funny how that resistance comes up, though. Like, okay, getting ready to meditate. Not happening. Phone call and visitors and whatnot. So, all right. So, now I've bared my soul. What I'll just do, I think, is, yeah, I was going to say is read from my journal. What's coming into my mind is to mention the fact that Regina and I were talking yesterday or the day before or something, and she said, yeah, because you're doing the sermon on Sunday, so you can't go, to Levita on Sunday. I went, oh yeah, I'm doing the gathering on Sunday. So I think these are things like, I think I'm carrying around a lot of stuff, like a to-do list, or more of a to-do list. It's a more like a gotta be done list, and so it's just seems like a ready store of things for when I attempt to sit, as Cat Stevens was talking about, as I attempt to get quiet. This has to be done list keeps coming up and seemingly keeping me from being quiet. Yeah, so I mean, there is a lot coming up for me too. In addition to the gotta do list, oh, this has got to be done. Oh, this has got to be done. Oh, this has got to be done. I'm having a lot of poor me thoughts to this morning. So yeah, ego's pretty rampant today. Thoughts like, who are you trying to kid? You don't have any particular insight in anybody, and I think that's a direct indirect relation to me taking the mic today. And I don't always get a lot of jitters, and it's not really jitters that I felt before today's time here that we're spending here. But it's like, the voice says, you don't have anything to share. I'm fighting back tears right now, that's the reason for the silence. It's so interesting how this stuff just like kind of like rests there, and you don't even, and you hear it and you're like, oh, that's ridiculous, that script, go away, that's bullshit, but it's there, and it's there, because I know it's there. And when I say you, I mean me. But I know it's there because when I'm telling you about it, I feel the emotion behind it. And it's like, oh. So it's both being, so the thought is there, and it's one that I am choosing to some extent to believe. Or the emotion, I wouldn't be in the emotion of it. And so the voice says, you have nothing to share. You got nothing new to add. You know, maybe you did last week, but gosh, you were better tuned in than last week. And God, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. And yesterday I was fine. Or seemingly so. Yeah, somebody does this song called What a Difference a Day Makes. It's a great song. But, you know, yeah, it's just how much latitude am I giving those thoughts? And possibly, I allow, those thoughts latitude when I get distracted by, you know, these needs to be done list, has to be done right now list. You know, when I turn from the guidance, right? So here's the thing. I've got and I'm my calendar for you know, my Awakening Together work is full, and already I'm like two things behind on the calendar for today. And then I've got, you know, these three other things in regard to the sale of both the condo and the house in Kentucky. I got those things now on my list. Now it's time to teach, and gosh, I wish I'd journaled more or journaled better or done something better. So it's, and I appreciate Cheryl said, you know, stepping up to the mic is your demonstration of trust, and I appreciate that. But here's the thing, it's that in those times when I am able to be. To experience the peace that underlies all of that. I know that it'll all be taken care of, right? That it's not something that's got to be figured out by me, that it's got to be solved by me, that's if I don't jump in there and do it, you know, you know, it's what mind are you in? What mind am I in? So when I get some of this stuff seems to like pile up and backlog, then I switch to thinking mind mode. And that's where that feeling of being unsettled comes from. So thanks for letting me share. Now, it's interesting that and by the way, I see Karen says that she feels that same way on Sunday mornings. Yeah, so I appreciate that, Karen. But it's funny because this, I mean, I am going to turn to my journal, and the message that I'm going to read to you is what I wrote last Tuesday before I had to teach, listen to that, right? Gentle healing last Tuesday night, and you know, I get nervous about that, right? But this is the message that came, and I think it's apropos for today when, the character thinks she has nothing to say, and you know she's going to come empty to the table or empty-handed. So anyway, here's what I asked and what Inner Wisdom said. I said, "What would you have me know today?" And Inner Wisdom says, "There is nothing that is known that is not known by you." You are the beloved child of God, in whom He is well pleased. So funny this emotion comes through. I mean, that's not funny. The words aren't funny, but it's just funny that I can't even get through the sentence without that emotion. And that emotion, I think, is just, just a recognition that that sentence is true. You are the beloved child of God in whom He is well pleased. I think it's gratitude that I don't have to carry the ball, right? That there's nothing that I can do or can left undone that really has any bearing on the truth of my being, on my entitlement to that underlying stillness, to the depth of that peace. Yeah, I heard Kathy talking about, are you, and this would be a paraphrase, obviously, are you participating in the depth of that peace? Are you resting in that joy? Or are you just trying to get through your day? And today was one of those days when I'm just trying to get through the day. And I forget. And I talked about it powerfully, with conviction last night about finding, reading from Philippians, about finding the depth of that stillness beyond the emotions, beyond the character. I just want to again express my gratitude for the reminder. And like I talked about last week, I talked about the fact that I had that upset, and daggone it, I was grateful for it. It's hard to be grateful for it when you're in it. It doesn't feel like it's gratitude inspiring when you're in the midst of an upset, but it is an opportunity, and it's an opportunity to really practice and realize the truth of what it is that we're learning. So I am grateful in that recognition with these seemingly small upsets. There are no small upsets, but anyway, I'm grateful. So let me oh, it's all so funny, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So let me go back and read from last Tuesday's journaling. What would you have me know today? There is nothing that is known that is not known by you. You are the beloved child of God in whom He is well pleased. Let yourself experience the truth of your being by transcending the individual character. Let go the idea that you are bound by what has gone past. You have no limits and need not be stuck to the script you have been reading. I am here to guide you beyond that limited character, beyond those limited ideas and reactions associated with that character, and beyond your wildest dreams. Please let me help you. Turn to me when you remember to pause, and pause often. You seem to experience anxiety when you are asked to pass all that you know to seeming others. Remember that you are love, giving to love that which love requests. Be joyful that you are asked to respond to the call for love. You give the gift of love by giving yourself. Give like you would give to Grace, my cat. When I wrote that, she had just walked in the room and wanted me to do something for her, open the closet doors or something so she could explore. Give like you would give to Grace. Would you hold anything back from those whom you love? Of course not. Neither does your Father, who would give you the words to speak and the wisdom to speak them. Dear, dear child, I love you so, and I would have you extend that love as often as you can and in any way you can. When given the opportunity to share with many, realize it is not a chore. It is a gift by which you are blessed indeed. Ask me what to say, and I will tell you. You need not beg or maneuver or earn my favor. I am ready to give you all that you require and more. Remember, my cup runneth over. You cannot do without wisdom, without grace, without love. Ask me to show you the source of your gratitude today, and I will share it with you. The truth is, I give before you ask. But you must remember to turn to me so you may receive the gifts I have to give to you. Know simply that you have all that is required. I'm thinking, man, I need to blow those words up and put them on my bathroom mirror, right? And I think that it's really about the remembering, right? The thought that just came into my mind is remembering which side my bread is buttered on, right? You know, just remembering not to fall back into that, ooh, and then I got to get that done, and then got to get that done, and do I have the resources I need to get that done, and, you know, it's a rest, accept, and trust. It's a really, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, it's a real basics, right? It's the resting part. It's exactly what we went over last week with the code. It's rest the script. Rest. Don't think you have to know everything. Don't think you have to solve every problem. Just rest. It's given before I even have to ask for it. And that's the trust, right? Okay. let me also say that I thought it was interesting when I read, heard this line about remember, my cup runneth over. You know, inner wisdom didn't say your cup runneth over. Like, it's not like, and so, you know, you're going to get everything that you want. It's not, it's not like that at all. It's that abundant, absolute potentiality of life, you know, just overflowing, 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 overflowing. You know, that doesn't mean that the Jacqueline character is going to get everything that she wants. That's not what that's about. It's like the joy is abundant, right? The peace is abundant. The stillness is abundant. These are the things that fill my cup. Anything else that I'm trying to grasp, that I'm trying to fix, that I'm trying to hold together, is just a middleman anyway. It's just like, you know, I'm trying to make that a conduit to, you know, oh, once I get these houses sold, then I'll have peace and joy and, you know, stillness. You know, whatever. Once I get all my ducks in a row, then I'll find happiness. And the funny thing is, for me, it's not a conscious, you know, I don't consciously go, oh, once this gets done, then I'll be happy. But that's the script that's running. so that if there's ripples in that, in those scenarios, if there's potential roadblocks, oh no, I might not be happy. Well, and Michael Singer talked to us about this in The Untethered Soul. I can just skip the middleman, right? I skip those are all detours. Those are all distractions. Again, that's what Philippians said last night when I was reading from NTI. It said, therefore, stand firm within your true desire, and you stand firm within the feelings of the heart. Do not be distracted. Those are blips on the radar. Those are tiny little waves on the surface of the depth of the ocean. A stillness is abundant. The truth of who I am, that is abundance. Regina, I don't know what you typed that about. I wasn't looking at the board. Regina has typed or not. I'm like, oh gosh, what'd I say? What'd I say? Stand firm within the purpose of your heart, and your purpose shall be multiplied within you. Philippians. Oh, yeah, you'll be happy next or not. Thank you, Regina. Or not, yeah. Yeah, so it's always there. It's always there. It's not a cup that I have limited access to, and that's the whole point about the truth is I give before you ask. But you must remember to turn to me so I may give the gift so that I that no no no. Let me read the sentence again from Inner Wisdom. The truth is, I give before you ask, but you must remember to turn to me so you may receive the gifts I have to give to you. Know simply that you have all that is required. How could that ever not be true? When would that ever not be true? In what scenario would that ever not be true? It's right. It's the remembering. Okay, so let's see what happened the next time I wrote, which was on the 14th. So that was a little over a week ago. I asked simply, what would you share with me today? Inner Wisdom says, you are learning to let go the person's cares and concerns, its worries and its outcomes. There's more to do, but you are finding it easier than it once seemed. What once seemed like a pipe dream is becoming your experience of reality. As we discussed, I am always here when you turn to me. Let me lead you in all things. You let me lead by giving up your assumed role as leader, as director. I will take your hand and guide you unto the experience which is beyond experience. Yeah, that's really powerful. That I typed this. I read it afterwards. I know I've read it at least once since then, but I didn't hear it. I will take your hand and guide you unto the experience which is beyond experience. Well, what could that be? It's the still depths of the ocean, right? The experience. Any experience, good, bad, right, boring, whatever it is, whatever the experience is, that's going to be the wave on top of that ocean. The experience beyond experience is the experience of, I want to say the experience of my perfect soul, right? Is the experience of the truth of my being. And the truth of my being is that fathomless depth. I will take your hand. Not, you know, if you behave, if you ask me right, you know, whatever. Work hard enough, get rid of enough of your garbage. No. You let me lead by giving up your assumed role as leader, as director. All I got to do is drop the reins, right? Drop the controls. I will take your hand and guide you unto the experience which is beyond experience. You have come to experience your world through the senses of the character. That is no longer necessary. You have become so accustomed to seeing through the eyes of the character that you have failed to realize until now that this position is the very filter you would let go. How would you have, I asked, how would you have me let go the filter of the person, character? And he answered, simply by letting go the belief that it is you. When the mind tells you of the impact of the day's events on the character, it's funny. When the mind tells you of the impact of the day's events on the character, let go your interest in predicting the end of the story. What is the story to you? It is identification with, concern for, interest in the character story that keeps you bound there. You are not required to be any way other than you are. You are merely required to notice where you find the story suspenseful, anxiety-producing, enthralling, etc. It is there that the work is to be done. When you find interest in the story, look to see whether you are clinging to the character. Look to see why. This will take some practice, but you will begin to see your grip loosening as you take the step back to view the scene with me. Know your truth as the consciousness, as the life before and beyond the story. And your view of the entire script will begin to open so you can see beyond the limits of the character. So you can begin to see as the totality that you are. When you see interest in the story, ask me to give you my perspective. You will receive as you ask. So funny, as I'm reading this to you guys, I'm going, dang, there's some good stuff in here. Wonder why I'm not listening to it. It's funny, and I don't want to beat myself up about it, but it's funny, I'm like, you know, I come to the computer and I type this stuff down and okay, done, and really don't give it additional thought. So when I was sitting here this morning and this stuff kept piling on, I didn't remember to do, and I'm looking for the exact what that said. It's like when you find interest in the story, look to see whether you're clinging to the character. Look to see why. There was something in there about asking me to help you give my perspective. Taking the step back to view the scene with me, it says. So, it's funny because all these judgments go through my mind. I'm like, and I got to tell you that that's one thing that I've really, really, really always admired about Regina. I mean, she was like a bulldog with a bone on this stuff, right? I mean, Holy Spirit would. And we've all heard Regina talk about it. And I'm not trying to idolize Regina or put her on a pedestal. I'm just trying to tell you how much I admire her tenacity, how much I admire her ability to take these types of messages and then hit the road running, right? Do it. Do what these things say. And I think that just her practical-mindedness in regards to these messages was really, really helpful to Regina, and that's what I would like to emulate. I don't need to be you, Regina. I don't need to try to be Regina. I don't need to use Regina as a measuring stick even, but I can admire and put into practice this I mean, why am I even talking to inner wisdom if I'm not going to do what I'm told, right? Oh, and this was the last thing. When you see interest in the story, and that's the red flag, right? When you see interest in the story, ask me to give you my perspective. You will receive as you ask. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that for a minute. I just have to remember to ask. Ask me to give you my perspective. Amen. Yeah, gotta let it be the authority, the authority, Regina says. Yeah, so again, guys, I'm not leaving quite yet, but I do want to say at this point, I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm grateful for the opportunity to review these messages, hear them again, and just have the rededication to like, oh yeah, that's it. That's the way to not continue to follow the other authority, the habitual authority, the thinking mind. This is my opportunity to remind myself what it is that I would learn. All right. Let me read you this next one. I obviously don't know what's in here. Let's see together if there's anything here that I need to be reminded of, that we need to be reminded of. Let's see what it says. Father, what would you have me know about the stories I tell myself? No, this need not be. As you stand ready to move into your truth, you cling to your old stories about yourself as if they were helpful. They are not. When you believe they are helpful, you are still listening to old scripts. The moth metaphor is apt, and I'll just tell you real quickly that I had a little bit of it's we have moths around here, apparently. They're called Miller moths, and I don't know, they have, there's a season for them and all that good stuff. And at first I had a couple moths, and yeah, I didn't do much about it. I killed a couple, I ignored the rest. And anyway, I think I talked about this last week when we met, but I came home one night, and I came home after gentle healing last week, and there were hundreds of moths on my back door, on the inside. But anyway, that's the moth metaphor. If you go ignore them, look out. So anyway, okay. When you believe they are helpful, let me just try again. Father, what would you have me know about the stories I tell myself? No, this need not be. As you stand ready to move into your truth, you cling to your old stories about yourself as if they were helpful. They are not. When you believe they are helpful, you're still listening to old scripts. The moth metaphor is apt. One thought accepted as your truth invites others to make their home in you. The multiplicity that results is the you from which you seek relief. I mean, and I gather, and I don't know the specific thought, but I must have been like going, oh, yeah, you rock. You're great, Jacqueline. But, you know, that's no more helpful than going, oh, you suck, right? Because it's still that, it's still the building of this identity. And you don't get the good identity without the bad, right? You just invite every moth out there in. Like a moth to a flame. Amen. One thought accepted as your truth invites others to make their home in you. Yeah, you know, it's like Inner Wisdom was telling me before. What is the story to you? It's not you. You know, so what's it to you? But if I go, oh, yeah, I like that part, I'll keep that part. You can't. One thought accepted as your truth invites others to make their home in you. The multiplicity that results is the you from which you seek relief. It's this collection of beliefs I have about myself. That's what I'm experiencing as upset. That's what I'm experiencing as limitation and lack. I can't believe the good without getting the whole, you know, the whole ball of wax, the whole colony of moths. You need not worry. You will find surrender easier and easier as you are willing to give more and more to me. Feeling guilty or insufficient is just another way of believing in the unworthiness of the character. Funny how that thought just keeps coming up for me. You know, I don't have enough. I'm not good enough. She's better than me. She rocks, not me. I suck. Yeah, I mean, I don't believe those things. I'm saying they were just real familiar. Let's see. Feeling guilty or insufficient is just another way of believing in the unworthiness of the character. When you feel less than surrendered, just ask me to help you see the truth. I will answer. You and I can look at the impulse to engage in unwholesome behavior together. Let go your fear long enough to ask me to help you see how clinging to old habits defeats your current wish. That is enough. I think what this is like binge watching Handmaid's Tale and smoking a joint. I'm like, oh no, I was headed towards surrender. I'm really screwed it up now, right? Oh gosh. Feeling guilty or insufficient is just another way of believing in the unworthiness of the character. When you feel less than surrendered, just ask me to help you see the truth. I will answer. You and I can look at the impulse to engage in unwholesome behavior together. Let go your fear long enough to ask me to help you see how clinging to old habits defeats your current wish. That is enough. If you look each time earnestly without fear of reprisal, we will see the source of your belief and we will undo it together. Blessings in all you choose, which is really, really sweet, because, you know, the tendency is to go, I've screwed up. I'm screwing up, but I want to screw up. And so this couldn't be any sweeter. Blessings in all you choose. There's no guilt here. You know, again, it's this entreaty for me to really look, what do I want? And even if what I do is not consistent with what I say I want, with what I with what I believe that I want. It doesn't help to pile more crap on, right? What that would encourage me to do is to repress, to not share it, to not explore it, to not even give myself the opportunity to go, wait, is this really what I want? Because if I'm repressing it, I'm assuming, I'm just making that assumption, this is what I want. Man, hope nobody figures this out, right? Hope Holy Spirit doesn't see me. If you look each time earnestly without fear of reprisal, nobody's going to fuss at me. If you look each time earnestly without fear of reprisal, we will see the source of your belief and we will undo it together without looking at it. It can't be undone. This is, you know, I said before, it's fundamentals. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? It's fundamentals. So, whatever's going on with me, whether I'm failing to surrender, whether I'm binge-watching Handmaid's Tale, whether I'm smoking a joint, which, frankly, to me seems like, and I'm going a little bit over, I'm going to wrap up here, but frankly, to me, seems like a step in the wrong direction. Certainly doesn't seem like a step towards what I want. And I know that there's guilt there, right? How is this helpful? It's not. Guilt would encourage me to repress it. What's repressed cannot be undone, right? I have to look at it and see, number one, is it consistent with what I want? Number two, how does what I'm doing conflict with what I want? It says here, and I'm almost through. If you look each time, here's what I want to read you real quick. Let go your fear long enough to ask me to help you see how clinging to old habits defeats your current wish. So if I'm repressing it, I'm running on old habits. I'm running on autopilot. Right? There's no crack. There's no way for me to get in there and go, is this consistent with what I want? And if it's not, why do I continue to engage in this? At least I can shine the light on it and begin to look at what's going on. So, all right. And again, I'll note finally that it says, blessings in all you choose. No guilt. Okay, guys, that took a weird direction, but that's where it went. So I love you. I appreciate the opportunity to share. I am so grateful to have you all as mighty companions, and I'll see you next time. Letting go.